Okay, boys, today's daf is daf Chof Aleph. We're holding two lines from the bottom of the Yomid where the Gemara begins. Itmar, Bias Koyin Godel be Almono. A Koyin Godel went and was Miyabim and Almona. As we know that that's prohibited because a Koyin Godel is not allowed to marry an Almona because the Torah says, an Almona lo yikachu. It depends now whether she also happens to be an almana min hanisuin or an almana min ha'erisin, as to whether or not there is also an isser asay. What would be the isser asay? Because it says by a kohen gadol, v'hu isha b'psuleha yikach. So if it turns out that she's an almana min hanisuin and he's miyabim her, he's over on that isser asay as well, because she's no longer a psula. However, if it's an only an almana min ha'erisin, then he'd only be over on the isser of... He's now going to go and take an almuna. And that's what the Gemara is now going to discuss. Avad l'chatchila, he should not be miyabim. That's the halacha that we learned in our Mishnah yesterday on Chof Omer Aleph, that when coming to Isser Kedusha, and the Gemara said Isser Kedusha means an almuna l'koyin gadol, etc. In all of those cases, choyletzes v'loy misyabim. It's only chalitza and not yibim. Says our Gemara, what happens if he was miyabim? What are the ramifications? Is it my bias kain god be almana? Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Lozer, a machlek. Is chad omer einot poiteres tzerasa? The yibum that he did was ineffective, was worthless, and therefore that being the case, it doesn't pater the tzara. What means it doesn't pater the tzara? The tzara is still out there and still needs a yibum or chalitza, and vis-a-vis the almana, the same thing applies. She also needs a chalitza because what he did was not effective. The chadam, the other one says, no, but there is sarasa. Even though it was over an iser, what he did works, and therefore he in fact was koina the almana. The tzara now is potter from chalitza, and if and when he decides not to continue living with this almana, be isur. All he has to do is give a get. He doesn't have to give a chalitz. So says the Gemara, this machlokes that we had now, is it by almana min nisuin, or is it almana min erisin? Is almana min nisuin kuli amalei pligid the loy patra? Everybody agrees that it does not patra de ein esse doicha loy sese v'yasei. So what the Gemara is telling us is that even though we're only talking about chiyuve lavin, but it's not an effective yibum. Why is it not effective yibum? Because an asay of yibum cannot be doicha the loises of the asay. So even if he did a bidiyavet, it was not effective. If it's not effective, that's why it says eina peteres tzarasa, which means not only tzarasa, but it doesn't pater her either. Neither of the two has he done anything effective. So if everybody agrees, where's the machloikis? Keep pligi balmana mina erisim. Mandi ama peteres osi esvedocha loises. No different than kalai mitzitzis. It was effective. The only time the Torah allows you to go and have an essay being doicha loisasa is if you have no other breira. But here he has another option. He could have done chalitza. So the Torah doesn't permit you to go and do yibum. And if you do yibum, it is not effective. It's worthless. According to therefore this second mandiyama, the chad that says ina pateres sarasa, in a case of almana lekoyin gadol, neither almana min hanisuin nor almana min ha'erisin will that yibum help. The yibum is worthless. Why is it worthless? Because there's always that backup of chalitza. But Freitimar Meisvei, we had a brisa that we quoted already yesterday. In Boalu Kanu, that even though you're not allowed to go and be miyabim, if he did, it was koina. You just said now, according to the second man, the Omar, Eina Poiter is because the asay is not doicha loisasa, and therefore the yibim is worthless. It's not worthless. Rabbi, we're on Chof Aleph Omer Aleph, seven lines from the top of the Omer. So we see from this brisa that Bidyevet, it works. At the very least, it works in the case of almana min ha'erisin, perhaps even almana min ha'nisuin. But lemaisa, this man the yama that holds it, it's not koina, holds in both cases it's not koina. Neither min ha'nisuin nor min ha'erisin. Here it says ba'alu kana. So the more tiyufta, you're 100% right. This man the yama is incorrect. So for Eitimor, if that's the case, let me tell you now tiyufta and Reish Lakish. Let's say that we have a tiyufta and Reish Lakish as well. By the fact that the Gemara is asking this question, it shows that the Gemara holds that Reish Lakish is still his Torah, his limud of yesterday is still intact. So if you remember when we learned this yesterday, we said in the next to the final Rashi's, five lines on the bottom of the Yomid Beis, it's a Tiyufta Derabba, or Tiyufta Dereish Lakish. Why is the Gemara even asking Akasha ben Reish Lakish? We've already, in a sense, defeated Reish Lakish. If you recall, we had another gear said that it's not Reish Lakish, it's Derab Ashi. And then we had the Beis of Rav Ranjborg, who's a little bit higher up here on the left-hand margin. And he says, Nirshim Betzidai, the Reish Lakish loyi toizav, kidal kamon besamach. The fact that the Gemara quotes Reish Lakish is asking another kashya Reish Lakish. And we're going to answer the kashya Reish Lakish. In fact, we see that Reish Lakish, Baruch Hashem, remains chai v'kayim. The only one that has been defeated is Rava or Rav Ashi.
In this particular case where the Kohen may have done something that's usher, does the Masadr does Masadr Kedushin also get swept up in doing something that was usher?
Assuming that you needed a Masadr Kedushin, he would be over on the Isser of the either Leisitan Mechshol or assisting a person in the commission of an Aveir. However, as Barry points out, the way a person does Yibam is through Bia, so normally you would not have anyone administering. You would not have to have Masada Kedushin.
I read Mikudeshili.
Whether he should or shouldn't say that, I think more is not addressing, but there's no Masada Kedushin in the way we think of it in a typical standard way. Gemara didn't mention mine for the last 10 lines.
I'm not opposed
to it.
No, but I thought the rabbis instituted that.
If a person does Maimur, then you'd have your Masada Kedushin.
But in general, there was
whether or not, I don't think it's required. I think you're allowed to, but we're going to have in Yet Hashem another 100 lines. Maimur is a form of Kesed Kedushin by Yibam. Right? So it goes until around Kufkaf or so, Kufkaf days, and now we're on Chafal, so another 100 lines.
Okay.
It's very likely we're going to have a lot to say about Maimur. Anyway, but let's get back to our Gemara. Let's say that it's Akasha on Reish Lakish. Because Reish Lakish, what did Reish Lakish say? Let's go back to Gemara yesterday. Four lines into the wide lines on the bottom of the Amud. Reish Lakish said just what we said a moment ago. If you have conflicting if there's any way to make a reconciliation of the two, so that one should not have to override the other, then do that. If you have no choice, then the Yaseh can go and be doich the loisese. And therefore the Gemara said yesterday that there is a choice, there's chalitza. That you can go be mekayim both. In other words, in the case of the Alman L'Kayim Gadol, we can have a situation where he's not allowed to be Miyabim. So instead of starting to think, let's say Yaseh Yivam Yaveleh, should go and be Doicha the Loisasa, that he's not Alman L'Yikalchu. We don't need that. Let him just do a Chalitza, we're done and we're finished. That's what Reish Lakish said. So Gemara asks now, L'Choyra, that was the Svara of the second Mandiyama. The Mandiyama that said, that even by Almanah Mina Eresin, Einu Poitares, why, looking at the fifth line from the top of Chof Aleph Omer Aleph, Mandiyama Einu Poitares, Le'osi Asay, the Mitzvah Asay of the Yibam, does not come and Dochies Loise Asay of Almanah L'Koyin God. You know why? King Efshe B'Chalitza. I have another option. That's what Reish Lakish said, that when you have another option, then you don't say, Yovei Asay v'yidcha loisasa, but rather be mekayim both. Be mekayim the Asay, be mekayim the loisasa. What's the key of Asay? You'll do chalitza. That's fine. So, because it says in Bualu Kana, which sounds like the Yevit, it's Kaina. Why should it be Kaina? We don't say Yovei Asay v'yidcha loisasa, emati yochel lekayim shneya. Om lach Reish Lakish ki amin anoheicha de mekayim in mitzvah. Reish Lakish says something very, very strong. What he's saying is, even though the Torah allows you to go and perform chalitz instead of Yibam, but don't think it's the legal Torah equivalent. The Torah really wants you to go and be Meyavim. The Torah wants you to be Mekayim and be making the Achiv Shein, be Yisrael. Never a brother passed away, no children. The brother should go and be Mekayim this mitzvah of Yibam. However, if you cannot, for whatever reason, the Torah says, okay, I have a backup remedy. My backup remedy is that you go and give chalitza. But avada, the kavan of the Torah is not to try to get exceptions and loopholes and try to figure ways of not doing it. Torah wants you to be Meyabei. And therefore, says Reish Lakish, this works even according to me. When did I say that when it's EF, what was the Lashon of Reish Lakish? If you can be Mekayim both. In our case, we cannot be Mekayim both, because the Kiyum of both would mean both doing Yibum and somehow dealing with the issue of the Alman L'Kayim Gadol. But it's impossible. And so therefore, Reish Lakish is would say in our case, Vimlav, that it's EF Shalakayim Shneyem, it's not possible to do both Yibum and to be Mekayim the love of the Ammana. So you'll be Asi Yitchas Loises, and I agree as well that Asi should be Doicha the Loises. And so that being the case, as the Gemara, it's not a Kash Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish could still hold in our case in Bo'al Mukarnel, because even Reish Lakish recognizes that Yibum is the primary, that's the Tachlis. And therefore, if I have no choice because it's an Amon L'Koyin Gadol, then in Bo'al Ukanu. Of course, we're talking about Bidiyah, but we're not talking about L'Chadchel. Anyway, through the Moravaita, we're now getting off into the magical Sugya of Shniyos. What do I mean, the Sugya of Shniyos? Back in our Mishnah, we had, there's a din of Isser Mitzvah. The Gemara said, Isser Mitzvah means Shniyos. Shniyos means additional generations. The easy case is that the Torah says that you're not allowed to go and live with your own mother. What happens if, chas v'shalom, a person's father passes away? His almana, unfortunately, is terribly, terribly upset, and therefore nobody's interested in marrying her. So the son says, the ultimate in kibbut av v'aim, I'm going to go and marry my mother, and therefore she'll have someone to go and live with for the next 10, 20, 50 years. The Torah says, no, Tunish, you're not allowed. What happens if the same scenario, but instead of his mother, his grandmother? Torah does not prohibit marrying a grandmother. Torah, you're allowed to marry your own grandmother. I'm not saying many people would do that, but it is at least a legal option and possibility. The Rabbanan, however, added Shniyos means additional generations, and he said, no, just like the Torah asked mother, we asked the grandmother, and it continues going on. Not only the grandmother, but the great-grandmother, the great-great-grandmother, etc.
It's not relevant whether it's maternal or paternal.
No, not relevant whatsoever. All of them are mutim min ha-toyim. As whether they're awesome in Rabbanan, that already depends. That we're going to talk about in greater detail a little bit further.
So marrying one's mother is certainly prohibited.
That's
a marrying one's mother's mother is okay.
Mother's mother is okay, min ha-toyra, but it's awesome in Rabbanan. That's what the Imara called Shniyos.
And it goes the other direction too. Daughter is usher.
That is true as well. Dr. Moravaita, with the daughter as well, that's utzim min hatayra. Hisha uvita leisekachu leisegale. So therefore, the next generation, in other words,
the grandchild,
instead of going upwards, if you're going downwards, some of those are in the Torah itself. It's bas benovi, it's bas bito, etc. Back to the Omer Rav. Remez lishniyos min hatayra minayin. Where did the Chacham come up with to go and add on Shniyos? Shniyos means this second level of Isur in addition to the Rishonos, the original one said, the Torah of Minayin, Shneim, said the Pasuk. Ki eskol atu eivis ho'el osu anchi oretz asher lefnechem. The word ho'el in this connection, of course, means ho'ela, these. Ki eskol atu eivis ho'ela, all of these, to eivis, osu anchi oretz. However, the Torah doesn't say ela, the Torah says ho'el. The word ale has another connotation. It means something which is very, very strong. And therefore, says the Gemara, ho'el means koshois. That these three eves that we are referring to in the parashios achre mois kedoshim, all of these incestuous relationships, which the Torah considers to be extremely abominable and repulsive, if someone engages in these atoivas, so ael, that's terrible. And in fact, the Nichos is a din of karis. Now, why does the Torah refer to as ael, that these are very hard toivas? To tell you that mechlal the ikarakos, that there are others which are softer toivas. What are those softer ones? My nino shniyos, those are the shniyos, like the grandmother situation. What do you take it from the word ale means kosher? The citizen, the person says, ale ho'oretz lokach. That he went in the Muhammad thinks he's referring to Nebuchadnezzar, if I'm not mistaken, that he was able to vanquish even the ale oretz, the mighty military of the land, he also went and conquered. So you see, the ale means something which is very, very hard. Ah, so here too, there are koshers and there are rakis.
Is that another name for Hashem?
So now what you're asking is, don't we have the name of Kel Otzer Prashem? And the Mepharshim say that in fact the reason why we use the term Kel Prashem is to tell us that a Kel is a Kodesh Baruch Hu's taka, very mighty and very strong. So it's the same word, depending on whether you're using it B'Lashon Chol, whether you're using it B'Lashon Kodesh. But it's the same word, it means something which is very strong. Would appear that what we just said in the name of Rava is in opposition to what Reb Levi says, the Omer Reb Levi. Kasha Oinshin Shel Midos Yosim Oinshin Shel Arois. The Oinish of Midos. Midos means a person using false measurements. For instance, a person who is a storekeeper and he goes and weighs the vegetables and the fruits and all that. So when he goes and buys them, he uses one measure. And when he goes and sells them, he uses another measure. And so, in other words, he has corrupt midas. So what's the din about this corrupt midas? It's worse than Oin Shishol Arayis. How do I know? Shenez Zen Nemo Behein El, the pasuk that we just quoted, Ki Es Kol HaTeev Oisho El, and Bezen Nemo Behein Eile. And here you have the word Eile. Where do you have the word Eile? So Rashi quotes the pasuk. If you look at the second line of the Rashi, Eile midas Ksiv Ki Se'avas Hashem Kol Oisei Eile Kol Oisei Avel. Now the word Eila has one more letter than El. And therefore what Reb Levi is suggesting is, if El means Kasha, then Eila is even worse. And therefore, since by Arois it only says El, and here it says by the Midrash, Eila, it's worse. See, if that's the case, it sounds like the use of the word El by Arois is a softening term, and not a hard term, it's soft. And if it's a soft term, we just got finished saying that the Remes Lishniyos is that the word El means heavy duty, it means strong. And therefore, Mechlal de Ikarakos. Based on Reb Levi, it's saying, it sounds like it's just the opposite. The El is the one that is the weaker, because Eila is the stronger one. Everything Gemara, El Kasha, the Eila Kasha me El. That in fact, both terms are hard terms. Ale is hard, and that's why we said yes. Kol hati avis or ale osa anchia ored. Ale is koshois. Mechal de ikarakis, which is referring to the shniois, but ale by the onchin shomirais is still even stronger than the onchin shelerais. Zokti mara kabirois nanyoksiv ale. I have another possible arois where it says ale, and Rashi says we call it to avis a ale v'nichrisu. Yet another possible. So he bazoi, there too I have Eila, so why are you telling me that Midos is worse than Arayis? Evni mahulim utei, Midos mikareis, even though the Inyan of Midos is worse than the Inyan of Arayis, but in terms of giving kareis, that we only have by Arayis, we do not have that by Midos. So what's the choymer? In fact, we use the term kosher, oinshim shom Midos. Sounds that the oinish is worse, and now you just told me that only by Arayis is a din of kares, and by Midas there is no oinish of kares. So what's the chumrah? And if the mora hani efshe b'tshuva, hani lo efshe b'tshuva. When it comes to Arayis, unless chulila there's a child that was born, one can always do tshuva. You can always go and clap al chait a million times, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu will eventually, if it's a sincere tshuva, Kodesh Baruch Hu will go and take you back. However, if you happen to be a storekeeper and you have been jipping your customers for the last 20 years, there's no way paying them back because you don't know how much you gypped, you don't know who you gypped. Maybe there were visitors coming from another land and you went and you gypped them as well. So all those people, you cannot go and do a proper tshuva. Rashi points out that although it says in the Sechtas Be'ah that what you can do is go and give funds towards Tzorchei HaRabim, therefore, since you gypped the public, you're now repaying the public. So Rashi, but lav tshuva mal yisahu. That's a backup tshuva. You have no other choice. But about it, the best tshuva would be that whoever you stole $5, you give back the $5. Whoever you stole $20, you give $20. And
apologize?
You can apologize, and you can clap al chait three times, 100%. But amazing, but if I don't know who all my customers were, I don't remember what happened 8 years ago, Monday morning at 9 o'clock. I remember somebody came in with a mustache, no beard, he was wearing a blue jeans, but that's all I know about him. I don't know if he came from Africa, from Australia, from New York, next door neighbor. That being the case, I can't go and do the proper tshuva. Right. So we brought one raya of Remez Lishniyos Menachem. Now that raya was directly on point vis-a-vis Shniyos, meaning that they were, the initial pasuk is talking about Arayos, El is Kosheris, Mechal de Ikarakos. The next couple of psukim the Gemara is going to bring, L'choyra are generic psukim, in telling us the authority of the Rabbanim to go and be Mesakein Takanas. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yudah, I have another pasuk in Koheles. V'izein v'chiker tikei misholim harbe. This is talking about Shlomo HaMelech. He was izein. What's the lashon of izein? So the Gemara, Amar Ula Amar Blazer. Koyim Shabbat Shlomo Haisa Toira Doim Lekfifa She'in Lo Oznayim. Until Shlomo HaMelech came on the scene, the Toira was like a large kfifa. Kfifa means a large basket. She'in Lo Oznayim, that doesn't have handles. Anytime you have a pot or you have a basket or anything that doesn't have a handle, there's always a possibility that it's going to fall out of your hands and it's going to fall on the floor. He went and he made with his takonois, he made his knife, he made handles, so therefore it would be easier to go and hold the Torah and keep the Torah so it shouldn't fall and it shouldn't break, etc. So therefore, the Gemara is telling us is the same thing applies now to the Indian of Aroyas and Shniyas. Without the Shniyas, Chas v'Shalom, a person might fall and he might do the wrong thing. The Shniyas adds an additional barrier, an additional gate, an additional fence to be Misrachik min Ha'Royas. Rabbi Shimon have another pasuk. Pro'eyu al Tavaboy, stay me olav va'avoy, a pasuk in Mishlei. The way the Gemara is learning the word pro'eyu, says Rashi, it comes from the word to go and be Megadol Pera. Megadol Pera, Sa'ar Roishai. The Torah uses that term both in connection with the Kohanim, that they should be careful not to be Megadol Pera, as well as in the parasha of Parashas Nozer, that a person has to be Megadol Pera. He has to let his hair grow. So since we have the word pro'eyu, and it comes to the word Pera, says Rashi, therefore the word pro'eyu really means hagdileu. Go and expand and grow it. Just like the hair, by a nozer, he grows his hair, he lets it grow long. Same thing over here, we're taking the Isser of the Torah and we're expanding it, we're making it longer. So pro'eyu al tavaboy, the purpose of that is al tavaboy, that you shouldn't be over on the Isser sets forth in the Torah. Stay me olav, stay means like to go make a detour, stay away, babor, and pass on and pass through another path. Go away. Amar Rashi, Moshe Raboishia, this is Raboishia's pasuk that we just quoted, so Rashi says, Moshe Raboishia, Lema Adova Daima, how is it similar? La'odah Mishamar Pardes, Mishamar Mechol, it's called a Mishtama. The person has a job to go and watch over an orchard. So if he's watching it Mibachutz from outside, so he sees from all directions people coming and going and making sure that they should not come and steal, it's called a Mishtama, that he does a good Shmira. Mishamar Mefnim, if however he sits himself in the middle of the orchard, Shalafana Mishtam, anything which is directly around him in the middle of the orchard, he sees. Shalachavina Mishtam, but anything to the sides, to the back, etc., he doesn't see people coming there because he's far removed. He's in the middle instead of being from the outside. So therefore, he's saying the same thing applies to the Shniyos. The Shniyos is like an outer boundary, a fence around the Isser of Aroyas. So if you happen to be around there, so then you can go and be Mishtam, it's a good Mishmeres. So the Gemara of Rav Ashi, the Dusi or Berusi, what Rav Ashi just said now is really an ineffective mashal. Rav Ashi is just taking the words of Rav Oishia and building a mashal around it. So the Gemara says it's not such a great mashal. Hasam shalafan of miyam mishtamer, achilav shniyos, poga bi'er v'gufa. The Gemara is saying is that Rav Ashi's mashal really doesn't hit home in terms of giving us the full effect or the full sense of the purpose of a takana. That is, Hasib Shulfan Bi Mishtam, in the case of the Shoimer in the middle of the Pardes, at least where he's standing, there is a Shmira on all of the fruits and trees which are directly around him. However, for the outside, he doesn't have a Shmira at all. Hacha, in our case, he loves Shniyas without the Shniyas. Pagami Erva Gufa, unfortunately, one might easily fall into, roll into Chulila, a situation of engaging in an incestuous relationship with the Erva. So all the Gemara means to say is that Rav Ashi's mashal doesn't really rise to the occasion to tell us the effect of Shniyas. Because Rav Ashi makes it sound, okay, you know, at least you have a little Shmira, if you're in the middle of the Pardes, at least a little bit either that portion around you. What the Gemara is saying is, no. Without having the additional Takana, the additional Shmira, Chas v'Shalom, there would be no Shmira at all when it comes to Aroyas, because we know that there is a natural tendency of a people to have a taiva for Aroyas. You have to go and make special mishmarois. You have to make special fences around it. Otherwise, Chas v'Shalom, who knows what could happen. Rav Kahana, Omer Yochai, I have another raya, possibly mishmartim es mishmarti, asu mishmeres lim mishmarti, that Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I want you to add additional fences over and above all of the mitzvahs and isurim that I've given, and this Ishmaelta Mishmarti happens to find itself in Parshas Achrimois. So therefore, the Gemara is relating it now to Aroyas. Make a Mishmaris, make a fence, make additional isurim, such as the inyan of Shniyot. If you're telling me that Ushmartim is Mishmarti, and perhaps the earlier Pasik, Kieskolatevisa'el, the Diza Psukim in the Torah, Mela, the Pasik from Kehelis and Mishle, okay, that's Nach. But these are the Psukim that's in the Torah, like Ushmartim is Mishmarti. Are you telling me now that Shniois you learn from this Pasik? If that's the case, then it's a Derais, it's not a Derabana. Every Yamara, he Derais a Pishirabana. That it's taka pasuk in the Torah, but the Torah doesn't tell you the specifics, it just gives you the macro. Make a mishmeres, make a fence. Well, how do I make a fence? I don't know. Rabban said, I'll tell you how. You add the additional layer of the shniyas. Isn't that kol Torah kula, that we only know what it says in the literal text of the Torah, and we have to rely on Chazal with their Mesoira and their additional Takonis and the additional Gezeirais. So that's kol Torah kula. There's nothing special about Ushmartim and Mishmarti. So isn't that Torah? It's not Shniyas Rabban, it's Shniyas Mena Torah, and the Rabban are Mefarishit. Every Mara at the a little bit different. It's not that the Rabbanan are Mefarish the Torah, but the whole thing of Shniyas and the Rabban. This pasuk Shmartas Mishmarti is a hook upon which the Rabbanu were able to go and hang their hats when they went and made these takonis and these gzeirois, but they're all the Rabbanan, din of shniyois the Rabbanan, not min hatar. So now give me examples of shniyois. And now the Gemara is going to bring a braisa with eight examples of shniyois, and as we'll see, each one of them is built on the initial Isser and the Torah, and then the Chum just added another generation. Yes, and it's not one generation, multiple generations, and yes, it's both Lamala and Lamata. As we'll see a little bit further down, there were some that the Chum did not add additional generations, but it just stopped at one generation. Actually, we'll get to that shortly. Tell me the example. What is Shniyas? So you want Aim Imoy. Imoy, it says in the Torah. Now, Aim Imoy, the mother of his mother, and this goes further, that is the grandmother of the mother and the great grandmother, etc. Those are Osir Midramas. And the same thing applies to the Aim Aviv, that if a person wants to go and live with his other grandmother, not his maternal grandmother, but the paternal grandmother, that's also Osir. Now, the Torah doesn't say anything in the direction of the father. It says in the direction of the mother. The person is not allowed to go and live with his mother. So Rashi explains, as the Gemara will explain on the Amud Beis, that in a sense it looks like a gzeira legzeira, because the Torah says, don't go and marry your mother. And now we're adding Ein Imoy. And now we're going and switching channels and saying Ein Aviv. So Rashi says, because both of them are called grandma or babi, or umma, or whatever you normally go and call your grandmother. And therefore, if you look at the Rashi, Aim Imoy, Rashi is almost halfway down, 40% down, Aim Imoy, Imoy, Ksiva. Aim says in the Torah, because Rabban al Imoy, because Rabban al Aim Imoy, Kadesh lo yifka b'imoy. That's why the Chacham added one generation. Don't get close to your grandmother, and therefore you don't have to worry about getting too close to your mother. Because now the aim of it mishum aim imoy. The avagav exeli exeru. Can I'm going to come on like the one is going to say in the amid base mishum the travayu aim rabsa karluhu. Both of these ladies, everybody calls grandmother, grandma, or babi, or whatever. So therefore, people don't typically differentiate in their minds between one grandmother, the other grandmother. Therefore, that we had to go and say the rabbanim, we have to make a exeru across the board. So that's the Aim Imoy, the Aim of. Then we get to the next category. The Aishas Avi Ovid, the Aishas Avi Imoy. The Torah says you're now going to go and be Megala, the Erva of Aishas Ovid. Aishas Ovid often would be one's own mother, but it could easily be not one's own mother. In other words, if there's a Zivik Shani, or in the times of the Torah when you were allowed to go marry multiple wives, so not only is a person not allowed to go and marry his own mother, he's not allowed to go marry the wife of his father. In all these cases, of course, we're talking about besides the Isser of Eishes Ish. We're assuming that the father has passed away, and therefore there's only an Imoy left over, or in this case, there's no father, and therefore just the Eishes of this is Osir. You're now going to go and marry the wife of a person's late father. Now, Midrabanan, they added not only Eishes Aviv, but even Eishes Avi Aviv. Person has a grandfather, and that grandfather marries or remarries another lady, not related to him, not related to anybody, not another lady. So that lady also is awesome. Not awesome, and I'll tell you, it's awesome, Midrabanan. And the same thing is Eishes Avi Imoy, the wife of Avi Imoy, once again the grandfather's wife, nothing to do with me, but just like the Torah Asid, the father's wife, he has also Asir's the grandfather's wife. Now this grandfather, this is not a direct correlation to the Eishes Aviv. Eishes Aviv, the Eishes Avi Aviv, the Eishes Avi Avi Aviv, the Eishes Avi 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 Aviv. How do we get to Eishes Avi Imoy? That's already on the other side, it's the maternal grandfather, not the paternal grandfather. And once again, Rashi says, because just like we said, that we call both grandmothers that we spoke about before, grandmothers and babies, here too we call them both derivatives. No, these are not aunts. Okay. These are also grandmothers. This is the wife of one's grandfather. Oh. So it's not really a grandmother, but it's a step-grandmother, if you will, right? So Rashi said, because in this case, they're both Travayu Abba Rabba Karlu. They're both wives of the Zaydi. It's Zaydi's wife. So even though this Zaydi is a paternal Zaydi, which is a direct Shnia from the Aishas of it, the Aishas of the Imoy is the maternal Zaydi, but Zaydi is Zaydi is Zaydi. Once we're answering the wife of Zaydi, we ask her across the board. Now the next case is what you were referring to about the great uncles. We know a person now that I go marry his aunt. So now the Gemara says it's not only the aunt that is the Aishas Achi Ho'av, which is min ha-treira achi ho'av min ho'av. Person has a father, the father's brother from the same father. Those are two real blood relatives of, from the father's side. Then you now got to go and marry the wife of that achi ho'av. That would be a tzigi kimina, and that means an aunt that married into the family, married his uncle. But that is an achi ho'av min ho'av. What the Chacham did, they expanded that to the eishes achi ho'av min ho'ein. That even though that uncle is only through a half uncle, a half brother to his father, and there were half brothers through the same mother, but not through the same father, so min ha-Torah is no problem. The Chum added on the wife of that Chia Av min ha-Ein. And since they did that, they also did the reverse, and that is Aishas Achi Ho-Ein min ha-Av. This is already the sister-in-law of his mother. His mother had a brother. That brother is therefore his uncle. That uncle has a wife. If they happen to be Eishes Achi Ho'ein Min Av, that means that both his mother and his uncle are both from the same father. Although Min HaTorah this is permissible, Midrabanan it's awesome. Rashi already points out now, and we're going to see in the Gemara soon, that the reason why in both cases they asked it is because, well, number one, in both cases we're talking about an uncle and aunt situation, and in each case there was at least one Av in the middle there. It was Eishes Achi Ho'av Mena'ein, or it was Eishes Achi Ho'ein Mena'av. So there was some Av, which is like the Torah says, because the Torah requires Mena'av Torah, it's Eishes Achi Ho'av Min Ho'av. Now we're extending it as Shniyos, Eishes Achi Ho'av Mena'ein, or Eishes Achi Ho'ein Mena'av. What happens if you have Eishes Achi Ho'ein Min Ho'ein? That the Gemara has not addressed, and that's going to be a Shaila a little bit further down. And the next case is V'kalas V'noi V'kalas Bitoi. The Torah says that you're not going to go and marry your own daughter-in-law. In other words, the person has a son, the son married, Baruch Hashem, he had a wonderful, wonderful relationship with his wife, but unfortunately the son passed away, and now the Shneer, the daughter-in-law Nebuch, is an almana. Is the father-in-law allowed to marry that daughter-in-law? Says the Torah, no, you're not going to go and marry your own kalosai. Now the Chum added the same thing applies to Kalas Benoi V'Kalas Bitoi. Kalas Benoi means that his son, Baruch Hashem, now has his own children, and now he's marrying off his own son. So you have a Zaydi whose grandson got married and married a wonderful young lady. Ah, but he said a Shidduch made in heaven. Gevaldik, gevaldik. That's the Kala of his Benoi. That's the granddaughter-in-law. The Nebuch, his grandson, passed away. And now the Zaydi wants to go and marry that granddaughter-in-law. He's not allowed to. I mean, I'll tell you, he's allowed to. The Rabbanim is not allowed to. The same thing applies to Kala Svita. In the same type of situation that Zaydi had not only sons, but he also had a daughter, and that daughter, Baruch Hashem, had children, and that daughter's children, there has now a Bukhar, 20 years old, 25 years old, he gets married, has a wonderful, wonderful wife. That's the Kala of the Bitoy. Once again, if that son passes away, then the Zaydi is not allowed to go marry her mid-Rabban. So those are the eight. Yes.
In these cases, in contrast to the first case that we discussed with the Kohen, marries a Amana.
Right, right.
In these cases, if they were to go ahead with the marriage,
mm-hmm.
would they be found, that they already did it, so it's accepted?
This is not just a case of Yibam. This is talking in general. If a person wants to go and marry, Yibam would, of course, be brothers. So the case of the Amana Kohen Gadol that the Gemara was talking about before was you have two brothers, one was a Kohen, the other one was a Kohen Gadol. The Kohen passed away, leaving an Amana for his brother, the Kohen Gadol. And then we talked about Esa Dechaloy Sesa, Esa Dechaloy Sesa the Essay, was it from Nisuan, whether it was from Edison, whether it's Kohen and not Kohen. Here we're talking about, in general, you have a person, like all people, everybody in this world has parents, father and mother, and everybody in this world has grandparents. If a person were to go and marry his mother after his father passed away, or after his father gave a get to his mother, the Torah says, Chas v'sholom, if you go and live with your own mother, it's a grace of erva and a din of karis. What happens if the person wants to marry his grandmother? Says the Gemara, that's not an issed d'oraisa, that's an issed d'rabbanon. What do you get for issed d'rabbanon? You get makas mardis, which means they can go and take your bezin and give you nice heavy-duty lashes, etc. Try to impose other penalties, but you're not oyved d'oraisa, you're oyved d'rabbanon. Now, oyved d'rabbanon is no small matter. Nevertheless, it doesn't rise to the level of d'oraisa.
Thank you.
I hope that addresses your question. And now the b'raisa continues. So we had eight altogether. The ein imay ein aviv, eishes avi aviv, eishes avi imay, eishes achi av min ein, eishes achi ein min av, and kalas b'nai, kalas b'itay. Umotir odem b'eishes chomav, ube'eishes chorgoy. Person is allowed to go and marry Eishes Chomov. Eishes Chomov means person is not allowed to marry his Chamoisoi. Chamoisoi means a mother-in-law. But what happens if the father-in-law has another wife, either because the Chamoisoi passed away or he has multiple wives? Makes the difference. So now the father-in-law has another wife. Are you allowed to go and marry that other wife? And the answer is yes. Whether it's a desirable match or not, that you have to see. But Lamaisa, there is no Isser in marrying Eishes Chomov. All the Gemara is trying to say is that even though we added Shniois, this wasn't something that they did randomly in connection with all Aroyas. No, they picked and chose those that they thought needed Shniois and those that don't. So there's no din of Eishes Chomov. Even though Chamois is Aser, they did not add an additional Eishes Chomov. Yes, I know we're not talking about additional generations, but the point is they didn't go and were not going in every single, they didn't expand in all directions. So a person is allowed to go and marry the wife of his father-in-law. Ube'eshes chorgoy. A choyreg means a stepson, an adopted son, a stepson. So what happens if a person had a stepson because he married a lady that had a son from a prior marriage? So now he took that her son into his home and said, oh, I'm going to love you like my own son. Oh, very nice. And then eventually that stepson, Baruch Hashem, was able to find a shidduch and got married. So that eshes chorgoy, it looks similar to Kolosai. In other words, he has his own biological son who gets married. He's not allowed to go and marry the Kolosai, the daughter-in-law. However, this is Eishes Chorgoy. This is the wife of his stepson. That's okay. There's no Isser. However, Ba'asir Be'bas Chorgoy. What happens, once again, the wife brought in a son. That son got married, had a daughter. The person is not allowed to go and marry the daughter of his Chorgoy, of his stepson. Now, on the surface, it sounds like it's Durabonon, that it's part of the Shniyos. But really, it's not, as the Gemara itself is going to point out in another line or two, that this is part of what it says in the Torah, that a person is now allowed to go and say, Isha Uvita, Vies Bas Bino, Vies Bas Bito. This is the Bas Bino. If a person goes and marries an Isha, and she brings along her Ben, her son, from previous marriage. Sorry?
And then this is the Bas Bino.
Yeah, exactly. We're mechaven to the same thing. Yeah. That's what the Gemara means. The also the Bas Chorgoy, the daughter of that son, is Bas Bino. And the Torah says, this Bas Bino, this Bas Bito, Le Sikrivu the Galis Erva, etc., like it says in the Torah. So this is really a deraisa. The Chorgoy Mutter Beishtoi Uvitoi. Chor Ganim now is the stepson looking upwards towards the father, the stepfather. He is mutter be'ishta. He's allowed to go and marry another wife of his stepfather, because after all, he's not related to the stepfather. The stepfather is very nice. He brought him into his home, etc., etc. He may even want to repay the favor if Chas Hashem, the stepfather, passes away and leaves over an almana. He says, oh, I'm going to provide her with a home. Chor Ganim mutter be'ishta. He's allowed to go and marry the wife of his stepfather, Ubitoy, as well as he's allowed to go marry the daughter of his stepfather. And that's the whole masa with Rav and Rav Chiya, that we had the stepson marrying the stepdaughter. We're not related at all, because he brought in a daughter and she brought in a son, or vice versa, and the two are allowed to marry, no problem. So that's the Chorgoy Mutter Ubitoy. The Asia's Chorgoy, now the Gemara says something, if you will, a little on the lighter side. Asia's Chorgoy Emeris Loy, the wife of the choyre, meaning of the stepson, Oimeres Loi says to the stepfather, Ani muteres lach, I am mutter to you. We just said that if you go back one line, mutter odem be'eshes chomov or be'eshes chorgoy, so his stepdaughter-in-law says, I'm allowed to go and marry you. Ani muteres lach, ubiti, however, my daughter, which is the bas chorgoy, as well as the bas wife of the chorgoy, because after all they married, and so they have a child. So it sounds a little bit, if you will, ironic, that this is a closer generation, that this is the stepdaughter-in-law, I'm allowed to go and marry the stepfather, but my daughter, who is one generation removed, is also. But that's already min hatayr. And that's what the Martaka says. So a bazoi, Freitimor, it's a double pashit. Why is the Bryce even bring it? The Bryce seems to be telling us those shneers which are asr and those which look like shneers which are mutter. Says Imor, you're right. The only reason why you're doing it is to emphasize and illustrate the sefer. Shinikaboy the missy sefer. Since the sefer says Ashes Chargoy and Merislay and Imutarislach. Ubityasrullah. The Avagav, the Dityasrullah Midir Raisa, the Didile Gazabe Rabbanah. So that's the import of that statement, that she's saying that even though that's my daughter and that's dear rice, I would have thought that the Chum would say, oh, for sure you, because you're one generation closer. No. Generation Ami, since we needed that to illustrate that saying of the Eishes Chargoy, that's why we said already in the ratio also Bas Chargoy. But you're right, Bas Chargoy is not to Rabbanan, it's Minhatar. Fekimori Hochi, Eishes Chomov, Nami Teima, Ani Muteres Lach, Ubiti Asurullah, the Havi Achois Ishtoi, the Chorda can have a similar type of statement. If we're trying to go and illustrate particular rules that may or may not look ironic, Yochi Eishes Chomov, that's the wife of the father-in-law, Nami Teima, let her say, Ani Muteres Lach, we just finished saying, in the price of the Eishes Chomov is Mutter, Ubiti Asurullah, but my daughter is Aser. Why is my daughter Aser? Because the other daughter is a sister to that fellow's wife. We're talking about that this is the Eishes Chomov, the wife of the Shver. So that wife of that Shver, she says, I have a daughter. So that daughter is either a sister of his wife, either through the father's side or through the mother's side. But one way or another, it happens to be Aser, to have Yaakov's Ishtar. See, she can go and say the same thing. I happen to be the Eishes Chomov, and I happen to be Mutter. And my Biti is Aser. After Yimara, we could have theoretically said that, but ha psikale, ha loy psikale. What does the Gemara mean to say? What the Gemara means to say is in the case of the Bas Chorgoy, that will always be Osir, because that's the Bas Binah. In the case, however, of the Chois Ishtoi, that's not forever Osir, because as we know, Chois Ishtoi is exceptional. It's only B'chayah. So what happens if this fellow's wife had passed away? Then in fact the Biti would be Muteres Loch. She would be Mutter to go and marry that son-in-law. Why? Because although at one time it was a sister-in-law, the two Achoyas, since his own wife passed away, he would be allowed to go marry that Biti. So that doesn't remain forever, and that's why it's not Psika.
Can you explain one more time why Bas Chorgo is...
If you don't mind, we'll talk about all these cases at the end, because we're already at 45 minutes, almost, and we haven't finished the Omer Aleph.
Okay.
Omer Aleph. Arab and Noshim Yeshla and Hefsik. There are four women that there is a Hefsik. What means that there is a Hefsik? That it doesn't go on forever and ever. We said by the Imai, we said, Ein Imai, and that doesn't apply to the next four women. Of the four, Nokat Rabbi Yodik Las. Rav said I can think of three out of the four. the Eishes Achi Ho'em Min Ho'av, the Eishes Achi Ho'av Min Ho'em, the Kalosai. The Eishes Achi Ho'em Min Ho'av means we're only asking, remember, among the eight cases that we asked, we listed the Eishes Achi Ho'em Min Ho'av, the Eishes Achi Ho'av Min Ho'em. Says Yomar, what about Eishes Achi Ho'em Min Ho'av? In other words, what is an Eishes Achi Ho'em? That is the wife of a person's uncle. What about the wife of his great uncle, or the wife of his great great uncle? Just keep on adding on additional layers of years or of generations. So he went, no, it stops. They don't keep on going further generations. Same thing, Eishes Achi Ho'av Mena'im. We don't keep on going further generations. It stops at the uncle level. We don't go and add on the great aunt or the great great aunt or the great. She may be a great lady, but nevertheless, that is not also. We stopped it at that generation. And the same thing applies to Kolosai, that it's only at the generation of that daughter-in-law, and it doesn't go down to great granddaughter-in-law, great great granddaughter-in-law, and things of that nature. Uzir Moisef Av Eishes. We only have three out of the four. Uzir Moisef Av Eishes Avi Imay. The same thing applies to the wife of his grandfather, the grandfather being a maternal grandfather, the Avi Imoy, his wife. We don't say Af Eishes Avi Avi Imoy, or the Avi 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 Imoy. In other words, it doesn't keep on going on to great grandfather's wife, great great grandfather's wife, etc. Amnachma Yitzchak Mesimonech, to remember what Zeiri said, remember that Zeiri is Eloi Derav. He's adding additional generations over and above what Rav did. If you look at Rashi, three lines from the bottom, the Siman, Hodeoisef Zeiri, the Eloi Deravu, what Zeiri did, he added additional generations over Rav, Dor Echad Lamala Mishnias Derav, the Choshev Eishes Achi Poem, Mezusho Zeiri, Dor Echad Lamala, meaning that he stopped Rav, at, for instance, at the uncle level, the Eishes Achi Ho'em Min Ho'av, and Zeiri was Moisef Af Eishes Avi Imoy, which is the wife of the grandfather, that's already a further generation, that too he said is Mutter. In other words, when Zeiri added, he didn't add Isurim, he added a Kula, that all of these four women, the three of Rav and the fourth one of Zeiri, that these Noshim Yeshlen Hefzik, it doesn't keep on going ad infinitum, an infinitum. It only goes to the generation that we spoke of. Amar Nachma Yitzchak. Oh, we just said that. V'ra'am ha'item alichoshev lei. Why doesn't Rav add the case of Zeiri, the Eishes Avi Imoy? The reason is because Michlef alei the Eishes Avi Oviv. Just like Eishes Avi Oviv, they both agree, would go on to infinity. If a person has a paternal grandfather, the Eishes Avi Oviv is Osir. And now if he has a paternal great-grandfather, the Eishes Avi Oviv is Osir. And if he has a great-great-father, etc., etc., it goes on forever. That everybody agrees. So now the question is, what about the Eishes Avi Imoy? That's Taka Osir. What about the Eishes Avi Avi Imoy? Or the Eishes Avi 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 Imoy? In other words, keep on going on to the grandfather, but not the paternal grandfather, but the maternal grandfather. Keep on going up generations. Says Rav, just like you will agree that the Eishes Avi Oviv keeps on going up, B'li Hefsek. Same thing would apply to the Eishes Avi Imoy, would also go B'li Hefsek. But Zeiri says, no, I would distinguish between the Eishes Avi Oviv and the Eishes Avi Imoy. Eishes Avi Oviv goes without a Hefsek, but Eishes Avi Imoy stops. Why does Zeiri distinguish between the two? So what Zeiri is telling us is that the nature of grandchildren are that they feel closer to their paternal grandparents than to their maternal grandparents. If a person's name is Smith, and his grandfather is Smith, and the other grandfather's name is Jones, he feels a greater attachment and an affinity to the Smith family as opposed to the Jones. Yeah, they're very nice. They produce my mother. Huh? My mother's a wonderful person. But it's still not my... After all, my name is not Jones. My name is Smith. So therefore, if you had a choice between going to which ones, you would normally go to the Avi Avi Oviv ones and the Avi 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 Oviv. In other words, there, I have to make more of a fence because there's more of an affinity, more of a connection. That's why Chomset, put your mishmeres, put your fence there. The other one, yeah, you don't have to worry that much, and therefore they did not add, according to Ze'iri, the Eishes Avi Imai. That is, Eishes Avi Imai itself is also, but not the further generations above it. Okay, so then we added on, among the three and the four, one, the third one of the three was Kalosai, right? Amar Rav, Arba Noshe Eishes Lom Hesek, Nokan Rav Piyode, Tlas, Eishes Chiyo Ein and Av, Eishes Chiyo Av and Ein, and Kalosai. Now, it sounds like that these are three Shniyois, and it stops. What do you mean? Kalos is not a Shniya. Freiti Mora, Kalos, Idea, Raisi, Zaka, Idea, Raiso, Tachsiv. Ervis Kalos, Kalos, Gala, you can't deny a person in the train, Achri, Mois. Everything, Ema Kalos, Benoi, Vakalos, Benoi, stop. Ema Kalos, Benoi. So therefore, when it said over here, Ema Kalos, he doesn't really mean Kalos, he means Kalos, Benoi. That was the Kavana. Freiti Mora, Kalos, Benoi, Yeshla, have sick, Vatanya. Kalosi erva, kalas benoi shnia. V'chinat oimer the benoi uben benoi atzay kolodayris. That it's not only kalas benoi, but it's kalas ben benoi, kalas ben benoi, etc. Says Yimor, you're right. I changed my mind. Don't say kalasai. Don't say kalas benoi. Al aimer kalas bitoi. Kalas bitoi stops at the kalas bitoi level. It does not continue on to the kalas bas bitoi level. I heard it from a great person. Umana, who's that great person? Rabbi Ami. The only acid shniyos by kala because of kala. What does that mean? The omeli kaldoi. When I was young, the kaldoi, the stargazers, would tell me, milfana havisa. You should know when you grow up, you're going to be a milfana. Rashi says milfana means a chacham, but as we'll see in the Gemara, it's more like a person who's going to teach and educate, like an educator. A minute, so I said to myself, igaver rabba havina, if the type of educator is going to be that I'm going to be like a Rosh Hashiva, a great, great scholar, great Talmud Chacham, giving, educating, and teaching future generations in Torah, etc., then as midati, then I'm going to be able to figure out on my own, what does that mean? Li asu kala, element they call it. If, however, when they say I'm going to be a great educator in Vikri Dardikyavina, they meant that I'm going to go and be a Cheder Rebbe, I'm going to teach children in kindergarten or something like that, that's also an educator. But obviously that doesn't rise to the level of a Rosh Hashiva. Is a Shaila Mirabana on the Asabe Kanishta? Then I'm going to go and ask the Talmid Chacham that is sitting in Bismarish learning the Daf. I'll ask him, what does that mean? Kala Mepnei Kala. Hashtos of Rosamidati. So now he says about himself, this was Rav Chisda. He said, Baruch Hashem, I was Zocha after all these years that I'm not a Cheder Rebbe for Yingluch of 2 years old, but I have a big yeshiva of many, many Talmid Chacham. So Sabri Midaiti, I'm going to try to explain this on my own. The Iker is of the Torah, of course, is Kalasoi. The Kalasoi means his son's wife. So therefore, it would make sense, Al Shniyos, to extend it to Kalas Benoi, that son's daughter-in-law, not the son's wife, but the son's son's wife, because we're just adding on another generation, and then add on yet another generation, the grandson's daughter-in-law, the great-grandson's daughter-in-law, and so on and so forth. However, Chum said, once we're talking about Kalas Benoi, let's throw into the mix the Kalas Bitoi, because they are largely indistinguishable. And in fact, Yimor says, Omali Abai L'Rova, Azbali, Azbaloch, I will explain to you, I'll give you a real life case. You're going Kalsa the Bay Bar Tzisoy. Go down the street. You know by the famous Bay Bar Tzisoy people, they have, Baruch Hashem, both a Kalas Aben and a Kalas Habas. Meaning, assuming that Tzisoy was the name of the original family head, the patriarch, he had both, Baruch Hashem, a son and a daughter. And Baruch Hashem, both the son and the daughter had children, and the son had a son, and the daughter had a son. Both of those sons, Baruch Hashem, married very fine Yiddish techta, wonderful Jewish ladies. So now he has a granddaughter-in-law, if you will, both from the son, and a granddaughter-in-law from the daughter. If I'm going to go and say that theoretically the grandfather is allowed to marry the granddaughter-in-law from the daughter, he might come to go and think that you're allowed to go and marry the granddaughter-in-law from the son. And therefore, that's why they had to be machmir, the kalas bitoi otu kalas benoi. If you look at the Rashi 5-6 lines higher, k'goin kalta debar tzisoi, shohisulei kalas aben, de kalas abas. They had both in their family. Anytime you have v'chein kulu means on the next couple of cases of the Gemara. So therefore he's just trying to illustrate that's why they had to go and add kalas mita to kalas benai, because after all, to a zaydi, it doesn't really make a difference that this new tzigi kimener young lady is to his grandson from his son, or the grandson from his daughter. After all, he loves both grandchildren the same, so therefore that's why they had to make expand it and include both. And the Gemara gives two other examples. Rapop Omer can go and count to debate Rapop Bar Abba, same thing, that in his house he had two grandsons both, and both of them got married, and therefore you have a kalas benoi and a kalas bitoi. And similarly, Rav Ashi Yomik is going kalsa de bay mori bar isik. Now, if you're wondering to yourself, why do you want to have to give us these three illustrations? So, if you look at the toisis, which is parallel to this Gemara, just the first few words, Rav Ashi Yomik is going kalsa bay rabban yoz isik, kol chad nokit oisoi shaviyom, if they're trying to go and give a contemporary situation. If you, how can a person confuse kalas benoi, kalas bitoi? Look across the street, you know, that's your neighbor. Oh, sure, they have two grandchildren, sure. Which grandchild is which? I don't know, they're grandchildren. They're not grandchildren. Well, each one of them has a wife. And, you know, oh, so therefore you can get mixed up. So therefore, they're just giving illustrations of contemporary or contemporaneous families that have both a kalas benoi and a kalas bitoi. Presumably, in those times also, many extended families lived under the same roof. And so therefore, in the same household, maybe upstairs or downstairs or across the street, they had the kalas benoi and kalas bitoi, so there was plenty of room for potential confusion. Okay. Ibarim, we already introduced this on the Amud Aleph. Eishes achi ho'eim min ho'eim mahu. Eishes achi ho'eim min ho'eim means an aunt that married the person's uncle. Eishes achi ho'av min ho'eim. The eishes achi ho'eim min ho'av. Both of those were listed on the Amud Aleph as being among the Shniyos. But in both cases, the Iketan Av, who digas Rabban, there's an Av there. This is either Av men Aim or Aim men Av. So there's some paternal relationship. Aval Heicha deleketan Av ligas Rabban. What happens if you have an Ashes Achi Ho Aim min Ho Aim? So what happens over here? You have the mother's sister-in-law. How is it her sister-in-law? It's her brother's wife. But that brother that she has was not a full brother, it was only a half a brother, because it comes from the same mother. So the same mother had a boy and a girl. That girl became his mother. That boy became his uncle. And that uncle had a wife. But the whole relationship is through the mother and through the grandmother. No paternal relationship whatsoever. So maybe it's like a tzadav, because the Pasuk in the Torah only talks about from the father, it doesn't talk about from the mother. Let's go and take just a quick look at the parashas Achrei Mois, just to identify which case we're talking about. Hopefully we can find it relatively quickly. Ervas achi avicha lo segale. Don't go and live with achi avicha. Achi avicha literally, of course, means an uncle. But the pasuk continues on. El ishto lo sikra, stay away from the wife of the uncle. So we're talking about achi av, and generally in all of these cases, unless it specifies otherwise, it's min ho'av. So I have an achi ho'av min ho'av, who's married and has an ishtoi. That ishtoi is a tzigi kimena, a woman that joined the family. That ishtoi lo sikra. Oh, so that's min ha'toira. The eishes achi ho'av min ho'av. What we added on the Amud Aleph was the Eishes Achi Av Min Ha'Eim and the Eishes Achi Ha'Eim Min Ha'Av, which are all logical, because as Rashi said on the Amud Aleph, like Gemara is going to say in a moment, because this is from the uncle's family. But what about the Eishes Achi Ha'Eim Min Ha'Eim? That's already one step removed. Efshenish, and that's the Gemara's Shaila. Zokti Gemara. Maybe it makes no difference. I don't understand. He goofed Xeva. After all, the Torah only asks Asir's Eishes Achi Ho'av Min Ha'av. So we've already added Achi Ho'av Min Ha'ein. We've added Achi Ho'ein Min Ha'av. Okay, so that's Xeva. But now to go and add yet another level of Xeva, Achi Ho'ein Min Ha'ein. Omarava Otakulav Xeva Xeva. No, after all these cases are Xeva Xeva. Imoi is an Erva. Aim imoy is a shniya. The gozru al aim over mishum aim imoy. After all, aim over, that's already out of the line. I can understand shniya, another generation. Imoy, aim imoy, aim imoy. But aim over, that's already now going to the right or to the left. So that's like a gzera. So you know, the time, why, what's the reason? Kulu debay ima rabsa karle. That was the Rashi that we saw on the Amud Aleph, because when you're talking about aim imoyer, aim ovid, both of them are called babi, both of them are called grandma, whatever language you use, so they're basically interchangeable. The chumr goes on both. Same thing is aishas ovid and eretz, as Befeshon Torah, now let it go in the gala, ervas ovid, the aishas ovid. What about aishas avi ovid? That's a shnia, that's the next generation. But then we go as well, aishas avi, Imoy mishum aishas avi ovis. That's all exam. With time in my words, the svara because kula debe abba rabba korale. In both cases, we're talking about the wife of his zaydi. So this is a paternal zaydi, and this is a maternal zaydi. But it's all part of zaydi's household. So that's why we add the exam. Aishas achio av mina av. That's the error. That's the pasuk that we looked up in the chumash. Aishas achio av mina ein. That's a shnia. The gozer al eishes achi ho'em mina av mishum eishes achi ho'av mina ein. The time of mind, why did they add that as well? Shem dekulu debei doidi karlo, because both of them are aunts. Beidoidi means the uncle's household. So now the question is, my, what's the case over here? When they have the eishes achi ho'em mina ein, that's also maybe the uncle's family. After all, it's an aunt. But it's aunt different than all the other aunts, because the others had at least some av in the picture. It's ein mina ein. It's Toshma Tchiyasa of Yehuda Bar Shila. Omar. Amin Marov, they said Nech Yisrael. Kol Shil Mekeve Erva B'Zocher Gozru Al Ishto Mishim Shnia. Where in the Torah, the Nekeva, the lady, would be an Erva, that's one of the incestuous relationships, by a Zohar, they added his wife. She would be the equivalent, Mishum Shnir. And the Gemara is going to give us a number of examples. The simple case, not on a Drabon and Shniois level, but on a Deraisa level. The Torah, of course, says you're not allowed to go and marry your own sister. What about his brother? Of course, a brother, that's already a Mishkav Zohar. So we're talking about the brother's wife. Yes, it says in the Torah, that's not a Shnir. But that's the type of situation. Shall call him the cave erva, that the cave is an erva. The same thing applies also to the wife of his brother. That's kind of the legal equivalent, the parallel. See, here we're not talking about the rice, we're talking about the rabbanans and the gozel ishtu mishim shnia. What is that zocher gozel ishtu? We'll see in the Gemara momentarily. I'm sorry?
This is brother's. So
it's not
Erev,
that's
not Aishas. Aishas Ach is also
Minotay. Right,
Aishas Ach. That's why I preceded, because I knew somebody was going to ask, that's not a Shnia, that's a Deraisa. Right. Yes, but we're just saying on a biblical level, on a Torah level, what is the parallel? A sister is Aser, so the sister-in-law is Aser. Not Midraban, Minotay. That's the Aishas Ach. Absolutely. So Midraban, and they did that very frequently. Which cases? We'll see Mechem Nigmara shortly. I was just doing that to kind of illustrate. The Amara, Uklolu, you're telling me every single case. Chamoisei is an Erev. The Torah says, Befeish, now that I go and marry Chamoisei, your own mother-in-law. Eishes Chamov, we said on the Amud Aleph, is Mutaris. Now that's also the same parallel, right? The Chamoisei is the direct relationship, the mother of his wife. So this is now the wife of the father-in-law. So shouldn't that also be us? Bas Chamoisei is an Erev. The Bas Chamoisei would be a
half sister to his wife.
Half sister could even be a full sister, but yes, a sister's wife, that would be an achoyis ishtoi. So, Aishas ben chamoisai mutaris. However, if that same mother-in-law had a son, and that son had a wife, that wife is mutar. That's not a sister, it's not an Aishas, an isha achoyis oisikov. He would be able to marry the sister, not the sister, the wife of that brother. So you see, we didn't make a full case. Same thing, Bas Chomov is an Erva. The daughter of the Chomov typically also would be an Achoisai. But the Aishas ben Chomov Mutares. When I say Achois, I mean the Achois Ishtai. So same thing over here. Aishas, that's an Erva. Aishas ben Chomov Mutares. If that same Chomov, that Shver, has a son, and that son has a wife, that's Mutares. That's not related to him at all, then that's Mutar. Similarly, Chargosoi is an Erva, a stepdaughter is an Erva, stepdaughter because that's the Isha Uvita, Leikachu. If a wife comes into the marriage and brings along a daughter, you're not going to go marry that daughter, that's Chargosoi is Erva. But Aishas Chargoi is Mutaris. which we had already before, that if a person, his wife, brought in a son, and that son got married, so that is a step-daughter-in-law, if you will, but that's still mutter to, that's what we said in the Amud Aleph. The Eishes Charga says, I'm mutter, but my daughter is as awesome. The Bas Chargosoi is an Erva, that's the Befeshan Torah, that's the Bas Beno, Bas Pita, but the Eishes Ben Charga is mutteris. So you see that it's not an equal thing, that there's always that parallel. So, now that you've asked me five kashas, so what did Rav Yehuda bar Shila mean? Rav Yehuda bar Shila said, they say, I don't see any gzeiros in any of these cases. My lovely suya probably comes to include the Eishes Achi Ho'aim Mina'aim, the Choshim Nekeva Erva, Bezacha Gozru on Ishta Mishim Shneya. That's what the Gemara is saying is, that since the Eishes Achi Ho'aim Min Ho'av, or the Eishes Achi Ho'av Min Ha'aim is Osir, so therefore we added Kochim Bezoch and Kozru, because of Ishtim Mishim Shni, and therefore she would also be Osir.
So the Kol, but he said the Kol, it sounds much more widespread.
Much more inclusive.
Right, this is just one case. So what's
it could be that there are other cases too, but the Gemara has Rachmanis on us, since we're an hour and 5 minutes into the share. The Gemara is only trying to bring that to answer the question that was posed. The Eishes Achi Ho'aim Min Ha'aim. Why would they have asked that? The Gemara is saying they would answer it because since the male equivalent would be Asur, or actually the female equivalent would be Asur, so we've added now the wife of the male equivalent, the parallel. Frank Timur, Maishna Hani, Maishna Ho, why Tak is it different? Why on all of those previous cases that the Gemara asked, Amrav Klohu, where Hamoy says Arab, Eishes Chom, Mutaris, Bas Hamoy says Arab, etc., and over here, why Tak did they add it? Maishna. In the other case, he only had one marriage that cemented it, that came together. Here you have to have two marriages. What does he mean by that? Because what's the kasha that we're asking over here? We're talking about the Eishes Achi Ho'aim Min Ha'aim. Achi Ho'aim Min Ha'aim, that's his blood relative. It's a maternal blood relative, but it's a blood relative. The Isha that came in, that's one additional that was added, that in Yiddish Atzigi came in, that's the one Kiddushin. In the case of the Marshal, if you're talking about the Eishes Bas Chomov, so how did the Chomov get into the picture in the first place? Because he married his wife, and then he adopted now his father-in-law. And now the father-in-law now has another daughter, or the daughter, the wife of his son. So that's already a second marriage. So to go and connect them together, to connect all the dots, you have to have two marriages. So therefore, if there's only one marriage, we connected the dots. Two, that's already considered to be somewhat remote. And that's why they did that. Sholach leinu mishar shemi tusnaya lirapapi, yilavdeinu rabbeinu, eishes achi avi ho'av, v'achois avi ho'av, mahu. Now this is what you were pointing out, Barry, a long time ago, and that is, does it only go upwards, or does it also go downwards? So eishes achi avi ho'av, the wife of the brother of the grandfather, which means we're talking about a grand aunt. We're not talking about just an aunt that married his uncle, but a great aunt that married his great uncle. V'achois avi ho'av, and also the sister of the grandfather. In other words, the achois ho'av, that's an aunt, that's of course also a person who marries his own aunt. However, when I'm saying the achois avi ho'av, that's already the grandfather's sister. Ma. What he's asking is, since Lamata it's Osir, because for instance, when you have the Ishuvita, and then it goes Basbino and Basbito, so we go down a generation, are we going to go also up a generation? Yes or no? So he said, or maybe the door has been split. In other words, you only go in one generation, not both. Toshima. Ma Hinchniois, Likachoshim Luhu Badayu. Back on the Omer Aleph, when we gave a list, notice we didn't add the case of the Eishes Achi Avi Yoav, or the Achois Avi Yoav. So, I don't know. It's not mentioned in that list. It sounds like it's not part of the Shniyos. This is not an exhaustive list. There are more Shniyos which are not listed. My Shire, the High Shire, what did we leave out? Shire Shniyos to Reb Chiya. The Beit Reb Chiya is going to have a whole list of additional Shniyos, and those were not listed. And in fact, we're going to talk about a Maimer Achshir, these cases and other cases. Shemir Tishem, you'll see him, it will continue tomorrow from a Maimer, that there will be Machloikis Lagabi other Shniyos, whether they did add them or did not add them. But now Barry had a question already.